was M. Cardo speaking, being led by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the Word of God, and the anointing I received from him remains in me and is teaching me about all things. This recording is done in the presence and the participation of my sons Andrew and Brian and Alexander. Praise the Lord. By the blood of Christ, Babel in the kingdom of darkness, you have lost. We have won. Bell bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts. So let I who boast in the Lord. I am the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. I be holy, spirit, soul, and body, without blemish. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of us, the sons and daughters of love. Part 2, staying free from sins. A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets me free, because the Son has set me free, I am free indeed. It is for freedom that Christ has set me free. I stand firm then and do not be entangled once more by a yoke of slavery. Therefore, I pray that I sin not, but if I do sin, Father love, I am glad, grateful that I have an advocate with you, Father God, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the expiation for my sins, and not for my sins only, but for those of the whole world. So if and when I confess my sins, I thank you, Father love, if you are faithful and just and will forgive me my sins and purify me from all unrighteousness. For where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. What do I do? Should I keep on sinning so God can keep on forgiving? I should hope not. If I've left the country where sin is sovereign, how can I still live in my old house there? Or didn't I realize I packed up and left there for good? That is what happened in baptism. When I went under the water, I left the old country of sin behind. When I came up out of the water, I entered into a new country of grace, a new life in a new land. When I came to Christ, I was circumcised, but not by a physical procedure. It was a spiritual procedure, the cutting away of my sinful nature. For I was buried with Christ when I was baptized, and with him I was raised to a new life because I trusted the mighty power of love who raised Christ from the dead. That's what baptism into the life of Jesus means. When I was lowered into the water, it is like the burial of Jesus. When I was raised up out of the water, it is like the resurrection of Jesus. I am raised into a light-filled world by my Father so that I can see where I am going in my new grace-sovereign country. Could it be any clearer? My old way of life was nailed to the cross with Christ, a decisive end to that sin, miserable life. So no longer at sin, sins ever beck and call. What I believe is this: if I get included in Christ's sin-conquering death, I also get included in his life-saving resurrection. I know that when Jesus was raised from the dead, it was a signal of the end of death as the end Never again will death have the last word. When Jesus died, he took sin down with him. But alive, he brings God down to us. From now on, I think of it this way. Sin speaks a dead language that means nothing to me. God speaks my mother tongue, and I hang on every word. I am dead to sin and alive to God. That's what Jesus did. That means I do not give sin a vote in the way I conduct my life. I don't give it the time of day. I don't even run little errands that are connected with that old way of life. I throw myself wholeheartedly and full time, remembering I've been raised from the dead into God's way of doing things. Sin can't tell me how to love. After all, I'm not living under that old tyranny any longer. I'm living in the freedom of God. What is true freedom? So since I'm out from under the old tyranny, does that mean I can live any old way I want? Since I'm free in the freedom of God, can I do anything that comes to mind? Hardly. I know well enough from my own experience that there are some acts of so-called freedom that destroy freedom. Offer myself to sin, for instance, and it's my last free act. But offer myself to the ways of God and the freedom never quits. All my life, I've let sin tell me what to do. But thank God, I've started listening to a new master, one whose commands set me free to live openly in his freedom. I'm using this freedom language because it's easy to picture. I can readily recall, I sure can, how at one time, the more I did just what I felt like doing, not caring about others, not caring about God, the worse my life became and the less freedom I had. And how much different it is now. As I live in God's freedom, his word, his spirit, his truth, his grace, his glory, his mercy, I live healed and expansive in holiness. As long as I did what I felt like doing, ignoring God, I didn't have to bother with right thinking or right living or right anything for that matter. But I do not call that a free life. What did I get out of it? Nothing I'm happy about now. Where did it get me? A dead end. But now that I've found I don't have to listen to sin telling me what to do, and have discovered the delight of listening to God telling me what to do, what a surprise. A whole healed, put together life right now, with more and more of life on the way. If I were to work hard for sin my whole life, my pension would be death. But God's gift is real life, eternal life, delivered by Jesus, my Master. As I walk in the light, as he is in the light, I have fellowship with my brethren, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies me from all sin. For sin shall have no power over me, since I am not under law, but under grace. For grace is the Father's overwhelming desire to treat me as if I had never sinned. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, to me, teaching me that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, I should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for me, for us, for me, that he might redeem me from every lawless deed, all iniquity, and purify for himself his own special, peculiar people, zealous for good works, to serve not under obedience to the old code or written regulations, but under obedience to the promptings of the Spirit in newness of life. Oh, I thank you, Lord, my God, for having given some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers to equip us, the holy ones, for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, is until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the extent of the full stature of Christ, so that we may no longer be enfanced, tossed by waves and swept along by every wind of teaching arising from human trickery, from their cunning in the interests of deceitful scheming. Rather, living the truth in love, we are growing in every way into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, with the proper functioning of each part, brings about the body's growth and builds itself up in love. So then, I descend. Just as I have always obeyed the instructions of my spiritual leaders with enthusiasm, not only in their presence, but now much more in their absence, continue to work out my own salvation, that is, cultivate it, bring it to full effect, actively pursue spiritual maturity with awe-inspired fear and trembling, using serious caution and critical self-evaluation to avoid anything that might offend God or discredit the name of Christ. For it is not my strength, but it is God, who is effectively at work in me, both to will and to work, that is, strengthening, energizing, and creating in me the longing and the ability to fulfill my purpose for his good pleasure. I do all things without complaining and disputing, that I may become blameless and harmless, a child of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom I shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that my spiritual fathers and mothers and leaders may rejoice in the day of Christ, that they have not run in vain or labored in vain. To him who is able to keep me from stumbling and to present me before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, my Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. The meaning of word is the release of power, and the meaning of God is love, and love is good. It is the goodness of love that brings mankind to repentance. For love, God never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Yet Satan means accuser and devil means slanderer. His priority is to accuse and slander God's reputation on earth, to distort God's love's image. Nevertheless, I have not been given a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, and a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. I have the mind of Christ. Thus, by the blood of Christ, I have separated myself from every generational curse, and I believe I received my father Abraham's generational blessing and multiplication in every realm of my life, my family, households, and ministries, my lands, my and territories. There is, therefore, now no condemnation to me, which am in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Praise the Lord, I can no longer be deceived. I am not an old sinner saved by grace. I was a sinner. I have been saved by grace. I am not an imperfect woman serving a perfect God. For by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever I who am being made holy. And by that will, I have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Thus, as I was prompted to do by the mercies of God, I have offered my body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, my living sacrifice. I do not conform myself to this age, but I be transformed by the renewal of my mind in the Word of God through His Spirit, that I may discern what is the will of God, what His good and pleasing and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, I do not think of myself more highly than I ought, but rather I think of myself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of us. For it is because of Him that I am in Christ Jesus, who has become for me wisdom from God, my righteousness, holiness, and redemption. So I be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, I get rid of all moral filth and evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in me, which can save me. I do not merely listen to the word and so deceive myself. I do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But I, who look intently into the perfect law that gives freedom, the perfect law of liberty, the law of Christ, the law of love, and continues in it, not forgetting what I have heard, but doing it, I will be blessed in what I do. So I also died to the law through the body of Christ, that I might belong to another, to Him who was raised from the dead, in order that I might bear fruit for God. For when I was in the realm of the flesh, the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in me, so that I bore fruit for death. But now I am discharged from the law and have terminated all intercourse with it, having died to what once restrained and held me captive. So I now serve not under obedience to the old code or written regulations, but under obedience to the promptings of the Spirit in newness of life. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have hidden my word, your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. I cast down any idle word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life. Thus I believe I will. I take faith. I appropriate faith. I have faith in God. I am graced to hear and believe the word of God and your voice behind the word. I have ears to hear, eyes to see, and a will to do your will, O Lord, my God. And I thank you for it, Lord, and I forgive if I have aught in against any. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. Father, I repent of anything and everything in my life that is not pleasing to you. Teach me, and I will be quiet. Show me where I have been wrong, and I receive, Father, love, my forgiveness, your grace, and your mercy. For you are faithful. Your grace is sufficient for me, for your power is made perfect in weakness. So I all the more gladly boast of my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in me, may rest upon me, to strengthen me and lift me up out of any bondage. I thank you, Abba, my Father, for my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. In the name of Yeshua, amen. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Don't let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, so that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evil doers. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong, but let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. I who believe and am baptized in the Spirit, for John baptized with water, but the Lord baptizes with the Holy Spirit and with fire, will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs follow me who believe. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God, I cast out demons. I speak with new tongues. I take up serpents. And if I drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt me. I lay hands on the sick and they recover. Father love, I, a member of the body of Christ, believe I receive all authority in heaven and on earth that has been given to me in Christ. Excuse me. I know and understand that all things are possible to me who believe. In Christ, I hold the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I have the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever I declare locked on earth is locked in heaven. And whatever I declare unlocked on earth is unlocked in the heavenlies. Every demon in hell trembles at the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God, and submits. The Lord saw you, the Satan, falling like a lightning from heaven. Behold, the Lord of hosts has given me. Thus I take the right to command. I take authority to tread. I exercise absolute mastery over serpents and scorpions, which are the rulers the authorities, the powers of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, and over all your power, your ability, what you can suggest and what you can influence, the Satan, the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Even the spirits are subject to me because of the name of the Lord of hosts. Even the demons believe that God is one and they tremble in terror. So it is my obligation to respect life and others' possessions. And it is to my benefit not to murder, steal, covet, lust after. For Christ has redeemed me not from the obligations of the law, nor from the benefits of the law, but from the curse of the law. Eternal punishment, disease, and poverty are under the curse of the law. For the wages of sin is death. Christ, having become a curse for me, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham have come upon me, so that I have now received the promise of the Spirit through faith. My Lord Jesus Yeshua, you are my good shepherd. You know me, and I know you. I listen to your voice. You know me, and I follow you. I thank you for having given me eternal life, and I will never perish. No one can snatch me out of your hand. Your Father, who has given me to you, is greater than all. No one can snatch me out of our Father's hand. You and I and the Father are one. Thus I humble myself before God, so I let God work His will, His word in me. I resist the devil. I yell aloud no to the devil and watch him flee from me. I have said a quiet yes to God, and He has been there in no time. I quit dabbling in sin. I wash my hands and purify my heart. And I am no longer double-minded. No longer am I divided between God and the world. I have shed tears for what I have done. The fun and games with the world are over. I get serious, really serious. I get down on my knees before the Master. I humble myself before the Lord. It's the only way I'll get on my feet. He will lift me up in honor. You, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and you are the lifter of my head. In the same way, I, who am younger, I submit myself to my elders. I clothe myself with humility toward the others, because God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. I humble myself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift me up in due time. I cast all my anxiety on Him because He cares for me. I be alert and of sober mind. My enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. I resist him, standing firm in the faith, because I know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings, resisting, patience, which is faith applied over a long period of time. And the God of all grace, who called me to His eternal glory in Christ, after I have suffered, resisted, employed patience a little while, will Himself restore me and make me strong, firm, and steadfast. To Him be the power forever and ever. Amen. For if I speak in the tongues of men or angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing, a worthless nobody. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast but do not have love, I gain nothing. But oh, I have come to know and believe, understand, trust, depend, rely, I surrender to the love that my Heavenly Father has for me. No matter what, none of these things moves me, for I understand how my Heavenly Father loves me as much as He loves my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my blood brother, my friend. I am also an heir. I am an heir according to the promise, heir of God and joint heir with Christ of everything that God is and God has. And the love of God was shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit who has been given to me. Therefore, I who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified my flesh with its passions and desires. Because I live in the Spirit, I also follow the Spirit, and I am not conceited, provoking and envying others. I love because He first loved me. So whatever I compromise to keep, I lose. But inconsistency lies the power. Abba, I set my will to go the way of the Lord by receiving the nourishment of your word. And I love because you first loved me, and hope does not disappoint, for your love, Daddy love, was shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit whom you have given me. Oh, I love you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. That is, I unselfishly seek the best or higher good for others. God is love, and so am I in Christ. I love, endure long, and I'm patient and kind. I am never envious nor boil over with jealousy. I am not boastful or vainglorious. I do not display myself haughtily. I love. I'm not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. I am not rude unmannerly, and I do not act unbecomingly. I love, do not insist on my own right or my own way. I am not self-seeking. I am not touchy or fretful or resentful. I take no account of the evil done to me. I pay no attention to a suffered wrong. I love, do not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but I rejoice when right and truth prevail. I bear up under anything and everything that comes. I am ever ready to believe the best of every person. My hopes are faithless under all circumstances, and I endure everything without weakening. I love with the same love that you love me, Daddy love. I believe on the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I love the brethren as you have commanded me. Indeed, I accept within myself the sentence of death, that I might trust not in myself but in God who raises the dead. You rescued me from such great danger of death, and you will continue to rescue me. In you, I put my hope that you rescue me again. As a prisoner for the Lord, I live a life worthy of the calling I have received. I am completely humble and gentle. I am patient, bearing with others in love. I make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as I was called to one hope when I was called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Thus love is the fulfillment of the law. Love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. I eagerly pursue and seek to keep the love of God and make it my aim, my great quest, and earnestly desire and cultivate the spiritual gifts, especially that I may prophesy, interpret the divine will and purpose in inspired preaching and teaching. For it is the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work. Thus I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. All things are possible to me who believe. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So how do I stay away from sin? Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So by the leading of the Holy Spirit in the word of God. Whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Selah. Think about it.